Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Thursday, and it's morning, and the time is now 9:09. And we had a big discussion today about watches. What do you know? So we had a big discussion about watches, and Moshe didn't believe me that my half a million rand watch doesn't show the time as good as his Casio, as his like 250 watch. Yeah. It's amazing, huh? It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. You don't need a watch today. It's just a status symbol.
Exactly.
You don't really need a watch today.
You know what? When I want
more
to
an
put
image, you know what?
I mean? When I want to put the right time, I look at my phone because it's always the right time. It's by satellite.
You're comparing all the time.
So yesterday to break the fast. My wife was looking at her watch. I said,
Do you find with most people now got cell phones and they've got time on the cell phone that there's a decrease in the sale of watches? Was it still pretty high?
I don't know what. Let me tell you something. Women were always been practical when it comes to watches. That's what I found out. Women were always practical. So like always women will think twice before buying a watch. Or a fancy watch, they'll buy a fashion watch, you know, something that costs like 1,000 rands, 500 rands. But to buy an expensive watch, maybe a guy will buy his girlfriend or his wife. Guys like watches. I mean, men watches being always
all,
a good seller.
First of all, it's a beautiful...
You know, it gives you, you know, when you had a good watch, it gives you some kind of a status.
Status
symbol,
yes.
100%.
You know, I've always looked at watches. I've always been interested in watches.
Yeah, I know.
When I was overseas...
Yeah.
You know, I was in Hollywood and doing these interviews, and I looked at what the stars were wearing.
Yeah.
What Steven Spielberg was wearing, what Dustin Hoffman wore.
Yeah.
He wore a Swatch.
Really?
but not anymore. Now they have their contracts and they're giving money for it. Yeah, and every athlete is having.
But look at the tennis players.
Watches,
everything. Amiga.
Okay, but if it doesn't come to promotion, the thing is, when Steven Spielberg walks into the red carpet, he doesn't have to show off. Everybody knows he got like $100 million for the last movie.
Doesn't matter what is, you know, it's Spielberg.
But it's not fun without the
watch,
without the showing off. Listen, I think for your question, the industry of the watches, 50% of the people that use smartphones and cell phones didn't have any change. What they think about watches, if they use watches or not.
Yeah.
They're still using watches. Things like cameras that nobody uses them anymore because you got camera on your phone.
Yeah.
Things like a GPS that nobody uses them because you got a GPS on your phone. And all these electronic devices that everything is on your phone today. Yes, we don't use them anymore. But watches, it's more than a status and a symbol. Not everybody have a watch for 10,000 or 20,000 rand or even 1,000. You can buy a watch for 100 rand or 150 rand and you have it, you know your time.
Yeah, no, it's more than a time. It actually gives you the accurate time. It's never wrong. And but it is a status symbol. It's a piece of jewelry as well. Think about it. And there's something amazing about something ticking. You know, there's something ticking.
I was going to ask you, because you still get now the automatics with the sweep hand. And they're not all 100% accurate.
That's the thing. They're never 100% accurate, yeah. It's like the Rolex will be always known as never keep time.
I saw that movie, The Billionaire Boys Club. Remember I spoke about it
yes,
the other night?
Yes, yes.
And one of the characters was wearing a Rolex watch.
Yeah.
And another character, a woman, looked at it and said, you know, you can see who you are. That's not a real Rolex. So he said, what do you mean? He said, well, a real Rolex doesn't have a digital.
Oh, yeah.
It's sweep. It has a sweeping
some
hand.
Some of them have got.
Yeah, some of them got digital.
Some of them have got.
Yeah, but that was her argument, which I thought was quite funny.
So let's move it. Watches are actually our field. So I'll just fill you up with watches. Watches works like this. And a Rolex works like this. There's a Rolex. There's few... the kinds of Rolex. So the number one kind, the most popular one, is the Oyster Perpetual.
Oyster.
Yeah. So the Oyster Perpetual movement is basically Oyster. Why? Because it's you can do with it, you can dive with it, you can jump with it to the water. It's always the water resistant.
One of the best mechanism of watches
ever.
That's ever been in.
Yeah, and the casing as well. The manufacture of the watch really. I mean, you know what? Time doesn't affect it really. It really looks good the whole time. And automatic movement, meaning it's got a perpetual movement, beautiful swipe perpetual movement. That's a perpetual. Then they've got the Oyster Quartz, which is wasn't that popular. But now, it, apparently, the old ones becoming...
Quartz means quartz. It's working with a battery.
Battery, yeah. But it's got a quartz battery inside that keeps, keeps the time. Yes. Yeah. And, that's a quartz movement of a Rolex. And there's another one, there's a mechanical called a Cellini.
Yes.
The Cellini is more of a fashion watch. Normally, they've got the solid gold or the solid white gold. Some of them got leather strap. They are beautiful, beautiful watches, and the sales of Cellini are very, very slow.
Don't you have Cellini?
Isn't it also the Daytona?
Daytona as well. Daytona used to when they launched Daytona in the '50s, it came with a mechanism not from Rolex. Mm. It came a mechanism from another Swiss company called Zenith. It was a Zenith movement, and I think in the '70s or so, it went back to Rolex.
Roy, have you toured some of the watch? Factories in Switzerland.
Yes.
It must be amazing to
it is amazing.
Putting it together.
And you see, it belongs to families. Like if you're taking a company like
wasn't Rotary part of the family?
Sorry, second.
Rotary watches.
I don't have any. I don't know. I don't know Rotary watches that well. But what I know is like Chopard was married into another company that makes. I think it was. What was the other name? What a company name?
I think I know which one, but also I get the
Anyway, but there are families. I mean, Chopard is a family with jewelers and watchmakers, I mean, from the 1800s, I think. And they married De Grosso Ogono. There's another very, very famous, very sought after. De Grosso Ogono.
Patek Philippe?
Patek Philippe is another. It's the name of a person, obviously, that started the big.
So you don't buy it for now; you buy it for a lifetime, and it's you buy for it your for next generation.
Yeah, you know what? What I think? I think we must stop with the next generation. We must stop caring about the next generation. We must start caring about ourselves,
yes.
Because next generation, I don't think is going to care about us that much. You know what? So
no,
as long as we sorted them out,
they're going to care about the next generation.
You think so?
Yes. That's our job. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So let me just put the opening songs for us. I wanna put Boston. Do you remember Boston?
Yes.
All right. So I've got a beautiful one from Boston.
Bro, we're gonna have movies today because we didn't have the show yesterday.
Oh, do we have movies?
Yeah, I got 4 movies this week.
Oh, that'll be nice. We'll nice. So let
briefly
me
briefly discuss them.
Let me tell you something. Do you remember when Boston was great?
To me, they've always been great.
No, but this, I've got
love
I've
Boston Celtics, yeah, in the 80s.
Something different.
Remember? Do you remember that one? Don't forget More Than Feelings, Boston.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
There was this guy, the junkie walks next to the zoo, he wants to get in. And he comes to the guard. He says, "I want to get in." So the guard says to him, "He's so trouble. He didn't want to let him in." So he says, "I'll show you pictures. If you tell me what animals are in the pictures, I'll let you in." So I say, "Okay." So anyway, he shows him a picture of a snake. He says, "What is that?" And the junkie looks at it. Look at it. And, this is a snake. All right. He's happy, you know. Then he shows him another picture. Says, "What is this one?" And he showed him a tiger. He says, "What is this?" Look at this. And there's a tiger. All right. Then he says, he pulls a picture of a kangaroo. He says to him, "What is that?" The junkie looks. Then he says, "Oh, that's like a 40-year-old bunny." Irene.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us, staying with us.
The big bunny gets me every time.
It's a big bunny.
You like it, eh?
Oh, it's funny.
So,
just, every time I see a kangaroo,
you look at the 40-year-old bunny. It looks old and wrinkled,
exactly.
You know, kangaroo. Yeah.
Like, serious.
So, what happened last night? So, we had, first of all, there was the Malaysian Prime Minister was arrested.
Eh?
Yes,
the ex one.
No, the ex. Right. Yeah, the ex. For laundering money, 21 charges of money laundering, and I was thinking, how many charges that our prime ex president has? 783. What was it? 38. 33.
Quite a lot. He's in court today.
Yeah, he's caught today. He wanted to have his finance, 10 million yeah. Rand. What is it? Order to pay costs. Yes. Order 10 million cost. Rand legal costs. So he wants to scrap, but he's got lots of money, doesn't he?
He said,
I haven't seen his books lately. But
he said he doesn't have any money.
Shame.
He's very, very poor.
That's what I said to the receiver of revenue. They said, no, you got. So I have to pay. So I paid. Why doesn't he?
That's right. Good question. Right.
So now what do we have? So last night we saw as well the games. The games that happened in UEFA. All right. So what, you know what we had? We had the best game for me.
We saw the games on Tuesday, but we heard about them.
But no, last night. I haven't seen on Tuesday.
I seen the highlights already.
Oh, did you? Was it nice?
I seen the highlights of all
the
games.
So whatever. First of all, Liverpool won 3-2, which is amazing.
Yes.
Barcelona won 4-0, which is not bad neither.
4-0 or 4-1? 4-0.
No, 4-0. 4-0. But three of them, Messi.
Lionel Messi.
And one of them was an amazing goal by
Dembele.
Dembele.
Yeah.
Osama Dembele. What do we had more? I didn't.
Manchester City went down 2-1.
No, that's last night. Yeah. That was last. So last night, what happened was Manchester City was with Lyon 2-1, and you know what? I think the one goal was like a mistake. Listen, they didn't play well, and that's at home.
Like me and Moshe spoke before, and in the weekend game, Liverpool against Tottenham.
Yeah.
We also supposed to have a penalty in the last minute for Tottenham.
Yeah, but you're also supposed to put six goals
know,
as well before you can say that.
So it's luck. It's, listen, the score in the end, it's what's going to stand.
100%.
And Lyon beat Manchester City, and that's
Manchester City 2-1. That's what happened. Flop, young boys got beaten by Man United 3-0. And
it wasn't a great game, let me tell you.
Wasn't it?
No.
Paul Pogba put two goals, one of them penalty and one normal goal.
Paul Pogba is something else.
He's an amazing player.
Yesterday the game that I watched was Juventus. First of all, I want to tell you that they sent off Ronaldo was
a stupid incident.
It was
a simple yellow card.
Mediocre.
Really, I mean...
Mediocre refereeing.
Apparently he played 180 games, 176 games without a red card.
And it's not supposed to get. I don't know what the referee was thinking. Maybe he saw Ronaldo, he wanted to make...
headlines.
But no, it's not nice. No. And I'm not the biggest Ronaldo fan, but... Yeah, but I like... What's fair is
the game, I like the game, to be honest, really.
I tell you what I want for Liverpool.
What?
I want Blaise Matuidi.
Really?
If you see him playing... He's like rock bound steroids, this
who is
guy.
This?
He's Blaise Matuidi.
I don't know who he is. From what country?
From France.
From France.
No, he's the world champion.
Who does he play
Juventus,
for?
Juventus, I just said.
Juventus. Oh.
Watch him play. He's a beast. He's playing midfielder, a little bit on the wing.
I was surprised. Wow. I was surprised with, to be honest with you, I was surprised really with Daniel Sturridge. He played a wonderful game.
Amazing
game. You know what? He can play for us as a number 10 as well. He's an amazing distributor.
Every time he plays, but you see, he can't play the whole game like the other three guys and whatever. He can play 60 minutes or something.
He has that's a history of injuries.
No, 100%, yes.
That's his problem.
But for me, he done so much for us. And every time he's on the field,
he puts
every
goal.
Time he score a goal, I'm so happy for him, really. It's amazing.
Oh, he's an amazing player. Listen, when a goal is in, he can kick both
we
feet.
We got players like...
with both legs. You can kick both legs.
We got players like him. We got players like Lallana. They injured a lot, but they're so important for the team. Yeah. When they are playing, they give everything.
I like Shaqiri, because as soon as Shaqiri went into the game...
something else.
He's like a
pocket Hercules. I've never seen a guy built. He's so close to the ground.
Yeah, he's,
and he's got muscles, and he really plays.
Yeah, he looks like
I'll kill you.
Yeah, he's like upset.
Yeah,
you know, a guy looking, he looks
very
upset.
Intense.
Yeah, intense. Yeah. So what do we have? We had young boys that lost against Man United 3-0. We had Real Madrid vs Roma, which Real won 3-0.
Yeah.
Valencia and Juventus, Valencia lost 3-0 to Juventus. Ajax Amsterdam and Athens, Ajax won 3-0. Victoria Plzeň against CSKA Moscow, 2-2.
Really?
Yeah, 2-2.
Okay.
And Shakhtar and Offenheim, 2-2.
Yeah. That's I saw. That was in 7. They changed the times of the game.
Then Benfica and Bayern Munich was 2-0 to Bayern. Yeah. And the red card was one of the most terrible things that we saw. It wasn't nice. I don't think it was nice. I don't think it was called for.
No.
You don't think so. Do you have
I got a couple of movies, Roy.
You
got
ready? So. Hold on a second. So let me give you the movie thing. If you want to do the movies, let me do the movie. So we're not going to just, you know, we have to be official here. It's not like, you know, so you go.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Better late than ever, so go for it.
Better late. Every Wednesday night, to all our listeners, we have the movie slot. And I talk about movies. I review 4 or 5 or 6, whatever movies are opening. And then we ask a question afterwards. And you can win 4 tickets. It's 2 double tickets to a new Metro movie of your choice. You can't see a movie the week of release, but there's such a wide choice of films that you shouldn't have any problems. Now, the 4 movies this week opening is the big one I liked so much was The Children Act. It's a British drama. It's set in a court, and it's based on a book. And I must tell you, Emma Thompson, who's an amazing actress, is in 2 movies actually opening this week. She's in this one. She plays a family court judge, and she's got a rule on children. It opens where there's these 2 congenital twins, and they've got to separate them. So she's got to decide which one can be separated, because if she separates one, the other one's going to die. So she's almost got to play God, which is a very, very difficult thing to do.
Solomon.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like right. Solomon that's trial. Right. And she's married to her husband, obviously. His name is played by Stanley Tucci. But she doesn't have much time for a married life because she's so busy in the courts.
But it's Kenneth Branagh.
She was married to him once upon a time. Yes. But the focus
here is on a long time.
The big focus, the movie's focus, is on a 17-year-old Jehovah's Witness who's dying, but he's refusing a blood transfusion.
Oh, yeah.
And she comes before the court. The parents don't want him to have a blood transfusion, but the hospital said it'll only save him. He must have it.
Yeah.
So she goes to visit him, which is very unusual for a judge to go and visit the patient in hospital. And she bonds with this young guy because he's very bright, he's very intelligent, and he explains why he doesn't want the transfusion, because he believes that our soul is in the blood. And if you mix it with other people's blood, it's infected. And it's that focus. I don't want to go too much detail because people will obviously want to see this movie. It's one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Sounds very interesting. And you know that religion and medicine, especially new medicine,
yes,
doesn't mix.
Yes.
You know what? I'll tell you something. If you look in the Jewish religion, there's so many things there that I don't know how they knew it in the old days, but carry on.
Yeah, the second movie, Roy, is very different. It's called Leave No Trace. It's about an unconventional father, an ex-Vietnam War veteran, played by Ben Foster. And Ben Foster is an American actor. He hasn't done too many movies, but he's very good. And he lives in the forest in Portland. He survives with his 12-year-old daughter. It's a newcomer named Thomason Harcourt McKenzie. And it's an amazing movie because they survive off the land. But eventually they get found out, and the authorities try to split them. And it's what happened. You know, where's your loyalty to your family? The father says he's protecting the daughter. It's you've got to be patient because it's a very slow movie. It's beautifully photographed. And it shows you how the authorities look at these people living in the forest. Because there are quite a few families who have decided to opt out of society and live off the land. They're paying no rates, no taxes. But the problem is that the land is owned by the city.
The state, and you can't just stay there. Yeah, but it's usually national parks and people that nobody...
It's national parks.
Yeah.
And they find a little place to hide, and they live off the land. It's beautifully done.
It becomes an informal settlement.
Yes, yes. Then we've got Johnny English, which I think is terrific. Yeah. Johnny English
like
strikes
it?
Back. I loved it. Rowan Atkinson, I'm a huge Rowan Atkinson fan, even from the days of Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean is amazing.
And this is the third installment, Roy. It's the funniest, the most inventive.
Really?
It is, you know, it's their moments of inspired lunacy.
Inspired lunacy.
It is very, very funny. He's got to track down a hacker who's got into all the networks in the whole of Europe.
Yeah.
And it's through this hacking, he's released the names of all the MI7 spies throughout Europe.
Okay.
So all the other spies have been revealed. So they've got to call an old spy in to try and fix it. And Johnny English is the only one they can use.
Yeah.
And Emma Thompson plays the prime minister, kind of May, you know, May figure. And he's brought in, and he's old school because he hasn't been working for years. He's in retirement, Roy. He's working as a teacher in a school, teaching them how to escape things. He's using his spy technology. There's some very funny scenes. He takes him out into the forest at night, all these school children, and he wants to show them how to avoid booby traps, and he falls into one himself.
For sure.
You know, it's that sort of thing. I loved it. I thought it was very funny. And we need a nice diversion, some comedy right now.
Yeah,
and the
do.
Fourth act, the fourth
in South
movie,
Africa, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. The fourth movie, I didn't like at all. It's called Gotti. It's John Gotti, the mobster.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
The
mobster
New York mobster. Yes, well, he died in 1992.
Yeah, it's a true story.
It's a true story. John Travolta plays Gotti with full makeup and wigs and everything. And the film's all over the place. They start at the end and then they go to the end, the beginning.
Some
and then,
movies you can't watch at the movie house. You have to go home. Take a DVD or whatever and watch it.
On Netflix.
Because some movies you want to watch and say, what did he say exactly? Move it a little bit backwards.
And then you can go back.
And then, yeah, so you can see every scene. And when you see every scene, sometimes you go into the mind of the director.
You know, I can tell you something about that I watched this week, the show Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Yes.
Yeah, and everyone said, what a great movie. And I watched it, and I watched it slowly, and I put it back, and it's such a slow movie.
It is
doesn't
a slow
happen.
Movie.
Nothing happens, yeah. And it's
that's
know.
Why I get the Oscar. That's why I don't trust the thing from Oscar. That's why I like Rambo, quick,
but
in and out. You forget about things.
You shoot
explode.
Me, I die.
Yeah, die. That's how it's supposed to be.
You know, it's history. It's a
true story. It's a true story. It's amazing, amazing story. The problem is, I didn't get connected to the movie the way it is.
Like right. Roy so I think said. our listeners yeah. can get connected to the movies here, and they can win.
So how can they win it?
Okay, the question is, I mentioned a name of a British actress who's in two movies opening this week.
Oh, Emma.
Emma, she's very famous, Roy.
You know, she used to be even pretty.
No. She is still very attractive.
Is she?
I think so.
No,
she was in South Africa.
I beg to differ.
What, you don't think she's attractive?
No, she used to be.
Never.
Look what she looks like now. She's matured.
Okay.
She's matured.
Let's agree to disagree.
Okay. Yeah, she was in South Africa a couple of years ago on a promotion, and she's a very nice person. Okay, so that's the question.
So we need her, basically her last name.
We need her last name. It's a very simple question.
Yes.
And you can WhatsApp us, Roy.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
On 0618951019. Or you can SMS a number at 34519. Just give us your name and the name of the actress in these movies. And we'll pick out two winners, yes, because this is with a partner. And then I will SMS you sometime with the Mobi code.
Yeah.
You take the Mobi code, you go to New Metro box office, and you get your
simple.
Tickets.
Simple. 34519. It will cost you $1.50 or 0618951019. And today we're going to listen to a song that was very, how do you call it?
You missed Pawn Stars Unplugged. Here's what you missed.
Okay, Roy, did you hear about the robber that stole a calendar?
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but he got 12 months.
You know, Chuck Norris was running until the treadmill got tired.
Irene, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
Huh?
Ignorance and apathy.
I don't actually know what's apathy.
Is it?
No.
Okay. So I don't know and I don't care.
But you know why Jewish mothers would make the best parole officers exist?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, they never let you finish your sentence.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us, being with us. Hopefully you enjoyed that last song, Master of Forgiveness. And so
we've had a very good response to
did
this
we?
Question.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
We get very good
response.
We'll
pick the winners
questions.
And we'll let you know.
Yes. So the winners were basically the first and the second one that sent it to us. And Peter will contact you with or send you
in
an
due
SMS.
Course, as soon as I get the Mobi code.
Yeah.
So just be patient. Thanks
much. But you will get it. You will get it. So today, first of all, let me just give some credits. First of all, I'm going to say thank you to Moshe Starograd is with us today. And thank you for coming all the way from next door. I must say.
Just up the road.
Door,
it was a very long trip.
A very, very long trip.
I want to thank the government for letting us smoke.
No, hold on. Just now. Just now.
Jumping the wagon.
Jumping the gun. Are you high?
The second one is Peter Feldman. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks,
Peter
Ron.
Feldman. And Liel Rimon, thank you so much. And everything.
Only my pleasure.
Thank you to you guys for listening to us. My name is Roy Peretz. Yes. And we're going to continue the show. I forgot to give the credits today. It was so exciting after... You know, after yesterday, we were not here yesterday, so all the energy from yesterday, I think,
is now
today,
built up into one big explosion.
Yeah, yeah.
We got right into it,
Right into it. So,
but Roy's keen, you see.
Keen?
Yeah, you know Roy Keane.
He used to be a player. Roy Keane,
player.
Yeah. Very good.
And a manager. No. He wasn't a very good manager.
Wasn't he?
No,
we don't say his name. He's
Apparently, I need to Google that one. There's some sort of... dengue fever in Thailand. There's 59,000 people reported with this dengue fever in Thailand. I don't know what exactly it is, but I don't know. I'm going to Google it. And
In Israel, in the last couple of months, there is a couple of diseases that got
Achberet.
It's the mouse
disease.
It's not
a big deal.
People got sick. People died.
What do you think, guys? What do you think about the inquiry now? The commission of inquiry about the banks and what's happening with the Gupta file. What do you think?
Everything comes out. It's beautiful because FNB and Standard. No, they brought them in and now they're opened. Everything is in the open. How one of the ministers threatened them indirectly. Said, "Listen, why are you closing the accounts of the Guptas?"
Oh,
yes.
So who's the minister?
They're getting everybody with their names.
Now everything is coming out. At least they're doing something. Maybe they won't fix it, but at least they're doing something. And people know that something, they will know who was really wrong over here and how they really took the country for a ride.
You know, in a criminal, when you catch him, what you actually do?
What?
You're making him more clever. He's evolved and now he knows how to avoid how to be a better criminal.
That's if you send him to jail where he mixes with other criminals.
Basically, right? I think that's what we're doing. We're teaching them to be better criminals because they will keep on stealing.
Listen, I do believe that it's the nature of the person. You know, my grandfather used to say something that all of you, even including listeners, you must listen to that. He said, an honest person is judged. But by what he would have done if he knew you wouldn't be caught. So think about that. An honest person is judged by what he would have done if he knew you wouldn't be caught.
Very clever.
So that's how you actually judge an honest person. You don't judge an honest person and say, "All right, I've never been in jail. What do you want, a cookie?"
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky I'm a coward. Otherwise, I will be in so much trouble.
Isn't it like the right thing to...
No, that's a very clever thing.
It's a very clever thing. You know what he said? Can I tell you what he said about lying? Oh. This is something you carry all your life, you know... what your grandfather says to you, you know, it's stuff that you remember.
Yes.
He said lying is like, crap.
A pile of crap.
When it's fresh, it stinks. But think about lying now. No joke. All right. Think about lying. It's like you see a pile of crap in the middle of the road. In the minute it's fresh, it stinks. After a while, it develops a crust. It does develop a crust. And it stops stinking. But as soon as somebody asks you a question, "So what happened to this?" and they have to start lying again, it's like somebody's playing with this and breaking the crust and it starts smelling again.
Terrible image.
Says, now let me tell you, it's exactly what he wanted me to remember. Why to lie is very bad. And he said to me another thing. He says, "Say the truth. Anyone, no one believes you." And it's so correct. It is so correct. I mean, think about that. Think about Peter with a beautiful blonde. I mean, beautiful, like next, you know, walking the other side of the road. I said, "Oh, Peter, did you have something with her?" No, he can say yes. He can say no. You say yes, no. You say no, no. So,
you can't
believe it. Say the truth. Anywhere, no one believes you.
Roy, you're very close to your grandfather.
Yeah, very, very. Extremely close.
You remember a lot of things he
said. Yeah, no, but extremely close because, you know, it works.
Amazing.
It's amazing. You develop...
You
develop more relations with your grandfather because he doesn't teach you... He doesn't hit you when you don't do your homework, you know. But you
did your dad club
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why my kids love my father. It wasn't the same like me. My father used to hit me till he was tired. So, Daddy, I mean, really, I remember people knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Your son hit my son. So my father says to the guy, you know what? I had enough. Do you want to hit him yourself?
Were you that sort of guy?
I was naughty. I was a good kid, but naughty. Well,
you can't be a good kid and be naughty. You were a good kid.
I was a good kid.
We didn't have TVs. We didn't have iPad. We didn't have smartphones.
We played in the street.
We played in the street, so...
So you have to hit people.
Exactly. No, exactly.
The time is now 9:47. And let me tell you, I wanna play a nice, beautiful song, just for a good feeling. I'm sure you're going to have a good... I think you're going to have a good feeling with this one. This is Flo Rida, always been good. So, I'll speak to you after this.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So I was married, I'm already married for 33 years and a half almost. I was running out of ideas on the day, you know, I got married, on the anniversary. I was running out of ideas for gifts to buy my wife. So I talked to her best friend and she told me to get her something she wouldn't get for herself. So I got her a job. She wasn't happy. Yeah.
She wasn't happy.
Everyone is already married. Even if they're not married, they've got already grandkids. And I understand that in my time, people got married because there was no information. Like, you got married when, like, 22 and a half, like in my...
There was nothing to do. There was no TV then.
There was no TV too. So instead of TV, we used to make kids, yeah.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:52, and just now, our technician Craig, we're going to start jumping out. Get out of here. We're not going out today. We're staying here because I don't see any of the other guys coming in. So we're going to stay here maybe till 12 or so. No, we're not.
We've got things to do. We've got a business to do.
Don't talk so much.
Dengue fever. Yeah, it's a mosquito-borne viral disease occurring in tropical and subtropical areas. It spreads by animal insects, require medical diagnostic, lab tests, short-term, result within days to weeks.
Oh, so it's not like...
It's not lethal.
So anyway, it's 59,000 reported cases already in Thailand.
That's quite a lot.
It makes it, yeah, it's quite a bit, I must
say. Isn't it amazing what you can get on your little phone?
Yeah, it is amazing. It is amazing.
You said something else. You're going to talk about the new law in South Africa. And we only got 2 minutes to
cannabis.
Go. Cannabis.
Cannabis. All right.
Marijuana.
So, yeah. You know what happened? As it is, we're not that that busy at yes. I mean, not too many sending us. I must say, today it was quite busy with SMSs. But, you know, with cannabis, they wouldn't listen to us at all. Think about it. Or they're going to listen to us, they laugh better.
They're not going to hear
me. You know, there was a report, and it's good for cannabis. They say that in Japan, 9% of adults are feeling lonely. There was a study. In the USA, 22% of adults, and in the UK, 23% of adults are feeling lonely. They must use me as well as a percentage, but I feel lonely.
You're always lonely.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you smoke dope,
yeah,
and you listen to my show, you won't feel lonely.
You'll hear an inner voice, right?
Yeah. Guys, I wanna say goodbye. So thank you so much for Peter Feldman, Liel Rimon, and Moshe Starograd for being with us. Next to us, we'll have the
Yiddish show.
I wanted to say the Afrikaners, I don't know why. But the Yiddish show, you're going to have next to the Yiddish show. Don't forget to listen to us on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We're going to bring all innovative stuff and beautiful stuff. In the meantime, I'm going to put a nice song. I'm just going to say the goodbye with this song because I think that's
Shabbos to everybody.
Oh, good Shabbos, really. Yes. And Happy New Year Shalom. And a lot of the other things. And So the Sounds of Silence with Disturb. We tried to play it last time, but... we didn't have time. So this is the step for you, and goodbye from all of us.